Welcome to Forbes Field in Pittsburgh, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lou Brock. Batting second. The second baseman, Ken Hubbs. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, George Altman. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Don Landrum. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Andre Rogers. Batting eighth. The catcher, Kuno Berrigan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Buell. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bob Buell. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bill Verdon. Batting second. The shortstop, Dick Grote. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Skinner. Batting fourth. The catcher, Smokey Burgess. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Roberto Clemente. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dick Stewart. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Don Hook. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bill Mazeroski. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vern Law. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Vern Law. And now, play ball. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock strikes out. One out. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbs hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Verdon. Hubbs reaches second base with a double. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hubbs scores. It's 1-0, Cubs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Verdon. Altman reaches second base with a double. Williams moves to third. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Williams scores. Altman moves to third. Two outs. It's 2-0, Cubs. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Law fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Verdon moves to second. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner takes first base on ball 4. Verdon moves to third. Grote moves to second. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a fly ball into right field. Landrum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Verdon tags and scores. Grote tags and moves to third. One out. It's 2-1, Cubs. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbs fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers hits a line drive towards short. Grote reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kuno Berrigan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berrigan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Buell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Law fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Buell. The throw from Burgess and he is out, Grote applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a fly ball into right field. Landrum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vern Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0 for 1 in the game. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbs is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Hubbs strikes out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brock. The throw from Burgess and he is safe. Brock steals second. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Altman is walked intentionally. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Santo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brock scores. Altman moves to second. It's 3-1, Cubs. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum is 0 for 1 in the game. Landrum hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6-1, Cubs. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0 for 1 in the game. Rogers hits a pop-up into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Verdon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Skinner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Burgess takes first base on ball 4. Skinner moves to second. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0 for 1 in the game. Clemente hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Brock who is chasing the ball. Clemente reaches third base with a triple. Skinner scores. Burgess goes all the way around to score. It's 6-3, Cubs. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-1 in the game. Stewart hits a fly ball into center field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Pirates 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Jack Lomaby now pitching. Kuno Berrigan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berrigan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Berrigan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Buell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buell is 0-for-1 in the game. Buell is called out on strikes. Two outs. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brock strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Pirates 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoke hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mazeroski hits a pop-up towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Lomaby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lomaby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Pirates 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hubbs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Altman. The throw from Burgess and he is safe. Altman steals second. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Santo takes first base on ball 4. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Landrum hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Pirates 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Verdon hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-4, Cubs. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Groat hits a pop-up towards short. Rogers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Skinner hits a fly ball into right field. Landrum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. he's got one RBI. Burgess hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Pirates 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0 for 2 in the game. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kuno Berrigan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berrigan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Berrigan is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bob Buell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buell is 0 for 2 in the game. Buell is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Pirates 4. The Pirates will come to bat. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Clemente hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0 for 2 in the game. Stewart takes first base on ball 4. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 0 for 2 in the game. Hoke is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mazeroski hits a fly ball into center field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Pirates 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbs is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Hubbs takes first base on ball 4. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Skinner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hubbs moves to second. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Altman is walked intentionally. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Pirates 4. The Pirates will come to bat. Dick Schofield pinch hits for Jack Lomaby. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield takes first base on ball 4. Howie Goss pinch runs for Dick Schofield. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Verdon hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Goss moves to third. Bob Anderson now pitching. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Grote hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Goss scores. Verdon moves to third. It's 6-5, Cubs. Don Elston now pitching. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Skinner is hit by the pitch. Grote moves to second. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Burgess hits a fly ball for a double play. Verdon tags and scores. Skinner tags and moves to second. Two outs. It's Cubs, 6, Pirates, 6. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Clemente is walked intentionally. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Stewart strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Pirates 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Diomedes Olivo now pitching. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Landrum strikes out. 1 out. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0 for 3 in the game. Rogers hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Ernie Banks pinch hits for Kuno Berrigan. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Pirates 6. The Pirates will come to bat. Mo Thacker now catching. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 0 for 3 in the game. Hoke hits a fly ball into center field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mazeroski hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-6, Pirates. Diomedes Olivo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olivo strikes out. 2 outs. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Verdon hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 7, and the Cubs 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim McKnight pinch hits for Don Elston. Jim McKnight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKnight hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Brock strikes out. 2 outs. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbs is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Hubbs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Pittsburgh Pirates, 7, and Chicago Cubs, 6. Goodbye from Forbes Field in Pittsburgh.